lots to talk about. Let's get underway because it has been really, really active out there in the world of finance, in the world of money. And one of the places it's been active, of course, has been at the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Open Market Committee, which is the monetary policy guide, monetary policy operation, if you will, for the Federal Reserve, they met this week. They had a two-day, an overnighter, a pajama party on Tuesday night, a sleepover at the Fed building. And then on Wednesday, we had the Fed statement. We had the chair hosting a media conference, and it was quite fascinating. We also had the announcement in the statement on Wednesday that the Federal Reserve, as we anticipated, raised the target range for the overnight lending rate that the banks use for excess reserves, called the federal funds rate. That's the shortest interest rate there is. It's a one-day rate, and it even can change during the day. They raised it by 25 basis points, which is 0.25%. And that brings it up to a new range of 1 to 1.25%. Which means if you have any short-term money laying around, contingency reserves, whatever, you should be getting a little bit more on that money in terms of interest. Now, the general consensus among the monetary muckety-mucks is that we're going to have at least one more rate increase this year and perhaps three next year. If you were to put an over-under in Las Vegas, where we have a lot of overs and unders on just about anything going on out there, except maybe a fly, the time a fly is going to leave the windowsill. I don't think there's an over and under on that yet, but pretty much everything else. If you put an over and under on how many additional rate hikes will there be this year by the Fed, I was thinking about this weekend. What would that number be? Because there is no such number. I'm not aware, even at Ladbrokes of London, I'm not aware of any such number out there. So what would that number be if you were to establish that number? And I was thinking 1.5. 1.5. And that would mean that if you took the over, you would be wagering that there would be more than 1.5 additional rate hikes this year. In other words, you'd be expecting 2, which would make you a winner on the over and under wager, hypothetical as it is. Yeah, I think it would be 1.5, because then if we had the one increase that is generally a given, assuming the data dependency benchmark is met by the economy, then if you had one, well, you'd be a winner if you took the under. Now, typical odds on a wager like that would be 11 to 10 if you bet $100. $110 to win $100 would be the typical way that a wager like that would be structured if it existed. I think it would be 1.5, and that's where I think we are. It's generally accepted we're going to have, again, data dependency is always there. It's generally accepted we'll have one more rate hike this year, assuming the economy continues to do what it's been doing, which is moderate growth in the general area of 2 to 1 fraction, which it seems like it's been there forever now, year after year. And so if you took the under, the one, okay, the one is pretty much baked in the cake. Most people feel 2, well, all right, that's another step. I think 1.5 is the number. And that's where I would put it. So what are we saying here? We're saying that if the economy continues as it has been, and the second quarter is looking better than the first, which was weak, looks like one rate hike this year additional is baked in the cake. Barring something unforeseen, that is. While 2 would indicate a little bit more aggressive position on the part of the Fed. So that's where we are. 2018 is a long way away in terms of Fed policy. But right now, if you're putting a number out there, an over or an under number for next year, it might be 3. Because the Fed right now is indicating about 3 rate hikes next year, calendar year 18. So I think the over and under for next year right now would be 3. And that's a number that could change before 2018 gets around. Although if you went down on a wager at 3, you wouldn't be able to change that. You might be able to hedge it, but you wouldn't be able to change your original wager. It would stay at 3. So that's what's going on out there. There are some curiosities in Fed policy right now that are reasonable curiosities for anyone. One of the curiosities would be that we have negative real short-term interest rates. For example, the federal funds rate, the shortest rate of all, is negative adjusted for inflation. Now, why do I say that? Well, you have inflation right now of close to 2%. I'm using the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index. That's the one the Fed likes to use for inflation. And right now, you're looking at a little bit under 2% on that number year over year. But look at the federal funds rate. Call it 1 1/8. Split the difference between the 1 and 1 1/4. You get around 1 1/8. You have a negative real rate on federal funds. And that is amazing stuff. And something I hope to talk with our guest later in the broadcast today. And it is Superstar Sunday. We have a superstar guest later today in Hour 3. Make sure you're with us for that. That one is must listening. And we'll be talking about this topic with our guest, and it will be his first ever appearance. His first ever appearance here on the Starship Money Talk, and we're delighted to welcome him, as we will later in the broadcast. But the fact is that there's a lot going along at the Fed besides what we've just talked about, besides the fact that they've raised rates, besides the probabilities of future rate increases, which are basically certain if the economy continues to expand as it has at a moderate clip. It's certainly noteworthy that we have negative real interest rates using the federal funds rate against the inflation rate. And now we have something new on the table that has not been on the table for any period of time. It's the first time, well, it was mentioned a couple of years ago, and it set off a firestorm of market reaction. But this time it's been mentioned again in the Fed statement, and we haven't really had much reaction. I mean, after all, look at the S&P 500. It's trading essentially at a record high. It's 0.3%. That's right. 0.3% right now under its all-time record closing high. The all-time record closing high in the S&P, which is a very, very broad index of the market. All-time closing high is around 2440. Right now it's 2433. It's basically there. So we really haven't seen much reaction at all in the broad market. I guess you could say virtually no reaction in the broad market as measured by the S&P 500. And yet now we have the Fed once again talking about what is going to become known as QT. Many of you remember QE, quantitative easing, which was the creation of gargantuan amounts of new money measured in the trillions, much of which is still sitting on the Fed's balance sheet, about $4.5 trillion balance sheet. Much of that was raised through quantitative easing, the purchase of securities, which wound up at the Fed where they remain. In many cases, they are still there, treasuries, agencies. Well, now we're going the other way in the future, and we're starting to lay out a roadmap for that change, and that is QT, quantitative tightening. You're going to hear more and more and more about quantitative tightening. Quantitative easing, QE, is quantitative tightening, QT. And now the Fed, based on its meeting this week, in its revelations this week, is talking about the possibility, or the likelihood even, that they're going to start QT by the end of the year, perhaps even as early as autumn. Hey, it's almost summer, right? I mean, it's really, really close to being summer. We're not quite there yet, but the clock is ticking very rapidly to summer, the official summer season. Now they're talking about the possibility that by autumn we could be looking at QT. Now, what is quantitative tightening? It is reducing the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. How do you do that? Well, for sure, you do it gradually so you don't create a too much of an investment reaction. But quantitative tightening allows the bonds, we just talked about trillions of dollars of bonds on the Fed balance sheet. It allows them over a period of years to mature, putting that money back into general circulation. Now, the Fed announced that when it starts this tapering, if you will, of the balance sheet, how do you taper a $4.5 trillion balance sheet? Almost sounds like a comedy routine, doesn't it? It's so big. Well, they're talking about starting it at $10 billion a month. Now look at $10 billion on its own. Looks like a big number. Look at $10 billion in the context of $4.5 trillion. It's not much. It just isn't. But they're talking about starting at $10 billion a month. $6 billion of that would be in treasuries, $4 billion in mortgage-backed securities. And they might do this for 3 months or so, and then gradually increase those amounts over time until they could conceivably make $50 billion a month pour back into the general market. And this would reduce the balance sheet at the Federal Reserve, and they're hoping have a gradual impact on the market. Now, what happens? Let's get to that $50 billion number. What happens if the Fed is allowing an additional $50 billion a month, that's $600 billion a year, flow back into the general bond market for others to buy? You be the judge. But I will tell you this. Right now, the annual deficit in the USA, which nobody seems to talk about anymore, it's almost like they don't want to talk about it. It's a third rail. Well, it's running this year at over $600 billion. What would happen if you added another $600 billion to the bond market? Because we have to raise all the entire deficit in the bond market. That's the only way we can fund it, selling issues, selling treasuries. That's how the deficit is paid for, adding to the debt. That's why we have $20 trillion in debt. This is the way business is done in Washington. Borrow, borrow, borrow. So you could take a $600 billion plus deficit and double it as a result of tapering at $50 billion a month. So this is going to be really fascinating stuff.